From the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went to a town called Nain, accompanied by his disciples and a great number of people. When he was near the gate of the town, it happened that a dead man was being carried out for burial, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable number of the townspeople were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he felt sorry for her. "Do not cry," he said. And then he went up and he put his hand on the bier, and the bearer stood still, and he said, "Young man, I tell you to get up." And the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Everyone was filled with awe and praised God, saying, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." And this opinion of him spread throughout Judea and all over the countryside. St. Monica, I suppose, is a mother who is famous for her tears. She wept for her son, wept that he would be converted, brought into the way of Christ. And of all the spiritual autobiographies, I suppose standing out so wonderfully through the centuries is the Confessions of St. Augustine. 1600 years now people have been reading these. And there is one beautiful passage which I think today, the Feast of St. Monica, we may reflect on. Augustine writes, "When the day was approaching on which she was to depart this life, a day that you knew, though we did not, it came about, as I believe, by your secret arrangement, that she and I stood alone, leaning in a window, which looked inward to the garden within the house where we were staying, at Ostia on the Tiber. There we talked together, she and I alone, in deep joy, and forgetting the things that were behind and looking forward to those that were before, we were discussing in the presence of truth, which you are, what the eternal life of the saint could be like, which eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. And my mother said, 'Son, for my own part, I no longer find joy in anything in this world. What am I still to do here, and why I am here, I know not, now that I no longer hope for anything from this world. One thing there was for which I desired to remain still a little longer in this life, that I should see you a Catholic Christian before I died. This God has granted me in superabundance, in that I now see you his servant to the contempt of all worldly happiness. What then am I doing here?'" Augustine so beautifully speaks of his mother's last day on this earth. And we are reminded, first of all, of the universal mother that Mary is, how she suffered and how she was glorified. We think of our own mothers, how they suffered for us, and how, with God's mercy, with God's grace, they will be glorified. The Irish poet Páraig Pearce, just before he died, wrote a poem for his mother, and how truly he stated it when he said, "Lord, thou art hard on mothers. We suffer in their coming and their going. And though I grudge them not, I am weary, weary of the long sorrow. And yet I have my joy." Today is a wonderful feast of motherhood. We thank God for all that we have received, that we have been touched by our mothers, and that not only did, for so many of us, they give us life, but they also gave us faith, life in Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful privilege to have known and grown up with a loving mother, and we think of all the tears that mothers have shed for their children. and we know they will not go astray. Lord, we thank you for all mothers.